Welcome to an overview of iOS 15 licensing and process. My name is Pete Anderson. I am an associate professor at Davenport University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. It's important to note that iOS 15 licensing is enforced by activation on ISR G2 devices and by honor code on ISR G1 devices. ISR G2 devices are the 2900, the 1900. ISR G1 devices include the 2800 and the 1800 series routers. ISR G1s don't require licensing. They go off of the honor code. Future releases are no longer supported, however. No unique identifier is needed. If you purchase the iOS, it can be loaded onto the device and used without activation. There are two major types of licenses, permanent and evaluation. There are three minor types of licenses, feature, subscription, and counted. The feature licenses include both software activation feature licenses as well as right-to-use feature licenses. A permanent license is just that. It never expires. Once it's loaded onto a router, it's there for the life of the router, even across iOS versions. A permanent license is the most common license type used when a feature set is purchased for a device. An evaluation license is good for a limited amount of time. ISR G2 includes a full set of 60-day evaluation licenses for data, unified communication, and security feature sets. Once the evaluation expires, it cannot be extended. Only the time an evaluation license is active counts against the 60-day allotted time, which means you can turn the feature set off and on as you like, as long as you do not accrue the 60-day allotted time for the evaluation license, you can continue to use it. Evaluation licenses allow you to test drive features and verify they're in technology package before permanently buying. Indirectly, evaluation licenses have helped implementation practices. For example, if we purchase the wrong code, that's not a problem. We have time to purchase the correct code and in the meantime still implement the proper configuration. Feature licenses can be either software activated or right to use. Software activation adds a feature which requires an additional license in addition to the technology package. Right-to-use licenses are based off an honor code. Licenses are not tied to a unique device, identifier, product ID, or serial number. Therefore, if you want to use the feature, nothing is stopping you. But you are expected to have purchased the technology package, even though it's not enforced through a license. Subscription licenses are time-based licenses. Counted licenses enable a defined number of users. Examples are included on the slide. The next three slides identify specific licenses and how they fall into each of the technology packages. This slide identifies, again, that there is a universal image, that it's permanent or evaluation, and that it contains IP base, security, data, and unified communication. Data, security, and unified communication, however, do need to be activated with technology package licenses in order to use those features. Security contains several additional software activation feature licenses that may be subscription and or counted. Likewise, the data technology package has an additional software activation feature license. And unified communication has both software activation feature licenses as well as right-to-use feature licenses, which may be counted. The licensing process is a three-step process. Initially, you purchase a software package or feature to install. You receive, as a receipt, a product authorization key. You use this product authorization key in order to actually obtain a license. You may obtain a license via one of two options, either through the Cisco License Manager or through the Cisco License Registration Portal. In either case, you receive an email containing the actual license that you can use to install the feature on the device. Step three is to actually install the license. You copy the license file to the device and activate it. This ends an overview of iOS 15 licensing and process. Thank you very much.